Good morning, MGTOW man. This is how to do really, really, really good heating. This is all depends upon, you know, what your sort of needs are. But if you got, you just want to keep yourself warm and use fuck all power to do it, the idea is to have highly localized, low power heating directed on yourself. And the first thing is to keep all the bits warm that, you know, where you lose heat. So there's a double fucking beanie, you know, after I feed it with some really hot chili. Okay, there's one of the things I'm a fan of is low heat heating devices. Now there's, you know, two or three little 800 watt fucking heaters, you know, and if you get the wire with the electrically conductive wire that's made, that's voltage rated, but it's heat. It's heat rated insulation, and it sort of looks, although this is magnetic, it sort of looks like that, you know what I mean? Get it back here a bit. It's like a mineral fibre over the bloody wire. And one of the things I found is that spotlights and floodlights of this sort of type, the highly reflective type, are actually very good, but they're a highly localised sort of source of heat, and they also tend to be extremely fucking bright, you know. And what I've just been looking at is, I got these for different reasons, right, okay. This is a two LED light. It's called an LED light, but what they have inside them is they have a ceramic core or ceramic insert which is designed for hot, high temperature lights. Like if you notice that this is not silvered, it's in fact brass and it's bare, and that's to transfer the heat out of the base of the light. Although most of the heat goes forward, a bit goes back into the fitting, and the fitting is fucking hot. It was very sort of hot, and so they use a ceramic fucking insert, right? So this is an external floodlight, and get on there, fuck ya. All right, now, so there's one goes in there, and one goes in there, all right? Now, the magic of this is I've got to, I can't see what that is. So the, this knob here is a sensitivity, it's a security light. So this knob here is for the sensitivity, whether it's, you know, far away or close up or whatever, you know, or just what it will pick up, right? So you turn it up, so it'll, you know, rather than every time the cat walks past, it'll only go off when the fucking human walks past, you know? All right. And the other one is time. That's the time that security light stays on. That's the middle one. And the end one, or the end one, is lux, or the brightness, you know? So there's a magic trick to dimming these so you don't go fucking blind, right? Now, when you adjust circuits, some things behave in ways that are unexpected, and you'll either fucking ruin it or you might be able to make it work in other ways, right? But this is the little sensor head, right? And in the back, the wiring, the 240 volt wiring comes in through the back panel, goes into there, right? There's your fucking wiring for the, there's your switch gear for the, there's your switch, there's three wires there, black, red, blue, or very, 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 very dark brown, you know. So that's your control, that's your fucking circuit for switching the lights on and off, right? Now, well, that's the light activation circuit, right? But these are supposed to be like maximum 175 watt, you know, or 180 watt, you know, something like that. But if you run power, instead of power going into there and then back out to each separate light, right, what happens is I think it should work, what you do is you do a circuit diagram, at least a basic one, of which wires go where from which plugs, you know, and, I'll pause this for a sec. I think this is still recording. Okay. With the marvellous pen filling mechanism, you suck all the ink out, and you pull the cap off. You suck all the blue ink out, you know, and then suck all the blue ink out, and then water, ink, water, ink, water, ink, water, ink, you know what I mean? And half a dozen reloads of, say, 5 or 10 cc, 5 cc water. And you can drain and flush all the blue ink out of this, right? You know? So now, I've got a very, very dark. That was that rose pink was the only one I could get at the time. That's all they had in stock. But if you get a 50ml bottle and put it in a small saucepan over a low heat, a clean saucepan, because you don't want fats and oils and grit and shit, and you reduce it by keeping it on a slow heat, you know, so there's like, say, 1/5 the amount of fucking dye in there, you end up with a really good concentrated fucking ink. Alright, so that's what that. Come on, don't. Come on, camera. Fuck. Because the viscosity in this is much. That's a rose pink concentrated by about 5 times. Right. So, and this is the green food dye. You know, that's why it looks green. Is that black? A nice dark green. Here's the yellow that was concentrated, reduced, and that's down to about a quarter of its, that was just reduced down to about a quarter of the volume. And yeah, oddly enough, the classic black, Queen classic black food dye is nice and dark black out of the bottle, That's the wrong one. It's nice. You can see it in the pan, the colour, you know, in the tank. But that's a really nice fucking black. And I haven't had to reduce it to concentrate it, you know what I mean? It's as black as fuck, and it has, I think it came with a wetting agent in it, so it runs through the pen. There you go, $1.20 for 50 mil of ink. You know? So that gives me all my colours I need, you know, oh, fucking mostly. I might try and mix up a bit of brown or something and fill another pen. But, yeah, so that's how you got coloured fucking inks. If you have refillable fountain pens. Hurrah! So, anyway, what this fucking around with this is I haven't done the circuit diagram and upstairs from this flu thing, cold, but doing a wiring diagram, a circuit diagram, you know, is a good thing. And you do the right wires in the right colours. If you haven't got fucking fountain pens, good, a reasonably decent set of kids' colouring pencils will do, you know. Like, oh, fuck. That's brown, you know. That's actually a correction pencil. It's red, but it's red anyway. Yeah, red pencil. And a black pencil, you know. Not hard to get. Easy to use. Enduring, right? So what we do is we go from the switching here, because circuits tend to be designed either for a universal within a limited range, or they tend to be designed specifically for a circuit within a very tight sort of range, you know. And since these units came with LED lights, and they also, the older models came with 170 watt fucking incandescent lights, which give off heaps of heat, or they come out with the 9 watt LED type lights, which light, but they're not awesome, you know. What it means is you have your hook your power up, that you don't hook the power up straight away. You do your circuit diagram, and then you see what wires go where, and you see that if this splits. So we have one brown active there, and that comes from the lead, the power point there, you know, the lead there. Yeah. That hooks in there, and so the other one must be blue. Which would be neutral. But so it feeds the active into the switch, and there's one blue, which is neutral, coming sort of out, and that goes into a splitter. Then that divides, then that goes into each fucking light, and then there's one red lead coming out of each fucking light, right? So that means, I think, because it's going to, if you run the lights in series, one after the other, you know, like daisy chain sort of thing, the resistance doubles, the power consumption drops by half, the brightness drops by half, and I think this should work, you know. And so what you do is you rewire this bit so that the power first goes into either this light, travels across, and then goes into this light, and then comes back out. into this fucking junction here, and it's all wired up and running, you know. But then you've got the controls, which is the sensitivity, which means if you're sort of sitting underneath it and you're keeping your face and your chest and your belly and your hands warm, and, you know, like, instead of saying 340 watts straight out of two lights running sort of independently, if you can go to 170 watts in total, about, you know, because as the filament rises in temperature, its resistance increases. And so the power of going through, so every time you lower, increase the resistance by putting two lights in series, the filaments actually glow sort of half the temperature, so their resistance is actually lower, so they conduct a little bit more electricity, right? So, you know, it can turn the sensitivity, so it only comes on when you're sort of just underneath it. And with the timer, I haven't set that. I don't know where the instructions are or where I've done. I've had a quick look at trying to fucking find them online, and you know. So the timer, if it sets for, say, 5 minutes of movement, 5 minutes between, you know, something, that's plenty long enough if you're doing something, you know, on a bench or whatever, you know what I mean. And then I don't know what the thing is like on the brightness, how bright that's going to be. But it's like one of those things, you know, give it a fucking go. If it works, great. If you can adjust it, even better. But, you know, basically you want a warm, yellowish, not a bright, dazzling fucking bright, because that's the problem with these lights. When they're on full, they're bright and they're dazzling and they're kind of hot, you know, and you really want to get them down to sort of being a warm, just warms the fucking chest and belly area, chest, belly and arms, and just because you're sitting right basically underneath it, you know. And that's the idea. Like if you, if you, dear Mr. Men, if you are a tight ass and you only really need to heat yourself because it's so fucking cold, what you get is spot heating. Just what, there's these little fucking 3-bar heaters things, you know, and you use the fiber coated high temperature wires and press on connectors and shit, and instead of going the switch and it's going one element, two elements or three elements, what you do is you get your on off switch. You keep your fucking tip over type safety parts in the circuit, right? But what you do is you turn your on-off switch and you wire it so it goes in through one resistant heater element, and it goes through the next element, and then it goes through the third element, and that means you can sit up really fucking close to it, and it's a dull red warm, and it keeps your legs and crotch and under the seat sort of warm, and you're basically sitting right on top of it, you know. And that's, instead of heating yourself up, because the hotter they get, the further they have to be away from you, otherwise you start to scorch, you know. And the further they are away from you, that means the more heat goes throughout the whole fucking room, rather than just warming you up. So, oh God, No. So that's the whole idea, you know. You know, being very, very efficient with your fucking resources means your heating costs. You know, I use insulation around this place. I use a lot of it. And so my summer and winter electricity bill is around about one quarter of everybody else's for a comparable building, you know. And with lowering this down so that I'm just warm, just keeping my body warm, and the rest of the building is as cold as fuck, it doesn't worry me. It's only when it gets down to, like, you know, 0 during the day, 0 during the night, and it's 5 degrees during the day that the building gets really cold and stays cold, you know. and I can't heat it up by pumping warmer outside daytime air through the building, you know. So by doing this, you know, by rigging, by sort of modifying the circuitry and that, you know, modifying the way it's wired up, I can have very, very fucking localized heating, and it should be about, oh, I think I could get it down to maybe 120 watts. And people who are using fan heaters or whatever at 2,000 watts, you know, like, oh, what's, my heating bill is about one, my, to personally just heat myself, my electricity consumption is around about 1/18 of a 2,000 watt heater. One parts out of 18, you know what I mean? So that's why I stay really fucking gloriously warm. My electricity consumption is very, 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 very fucking tiny. And it's really good, you know? There's a lot of advantages to being a tight ass and making very efficient use of your resources, and so that's what I do. Yeah, you know? Thanks.